Can you talk about what was the key to that led to the victory tonight?
Well, I think our penalty kill was really good. We did allow a goal there with 2.5 seconds, but obviously in the, late in the game, you know, we blocked a lot of shots, and that really helped. Primo made some big saves, and you know, contribution from a guy like Badak is a plus in a lineup. Whenever you can get contribution from guys like that, it really helps. I thought Belzil was probably the best player on the ice tonight, so with a goal and assist, I believe, but he was a strong player for us.
And speaking of the penalties, like in each of the three games, there's been 6 power plays by the opponent. Is that a concern for you?
Yeah, it is a big concern. It's something that we brought up in our meeting this morning, and we brought up in our meeting against Belleville. That's 18 penalties in 3 games. Like, we can't keep doing that. And a lot of those penalties, if you notice, they're in our zone. They're actually in their zone, which is 200 feet from our net. So, you know, it's something that we're going to address again with our players. I think they're aware of it, and it's going to have to cease.
And you spoke about Belzil, you felt like he was the best forward. Like, it would have been easy for him. I'm sure he was disappointed because of the news to come to Laval. Can you talk about how he was all day around the team?
Well, the thing with Belzil is that he's got so much experience of getting sent down and up and down and up and starting in ECHL like many years ago. Like, this guy's, like, he's, nothing fazes him anymore. When you're a true pro, like, you know the writing's on the wall, and like he came down, obviously the deception is there, but a true pro knows how to carry themselves, and they know how to move on, and he knows that his only way back up is to play hard and play well, and you know, he shows that every day, so that's great.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. All right.